First public hearing is conditional use number 1892, revocable trust of Donald F. Claycomb.
Gentlemen, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a financial planning, investment, and insurance office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 33,073 square feet, more or less, lying north of Road 207, also known as Johnson Road, and being 135 feet east of Railroad Avenue in Lincoln. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the survey and site plan for the property, and which depicts the location of one-story frame building with a blacktop driveway and a gravel parking area. We did receive one agency comment to date, that is from the Department of Transportation, also known as DLDOT. Their comments were received on October 29th of 2010 in the form of a support facilities report, which references that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service C of Johnson Street will not change as a result of this application. And to date, that's all we received from any individual or agency on this application. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there someone here representing this application? Yes, sir, come on up, give us your name. You may have the floor.
Hi, my name is Donald F. Claycomb. I am the trustee of the revocable trust of Donald F. Claycomb. I also am the principal office of Trinity Financial Resources. And basically, we've petitioned you to put the office, which is one individual, myself, as the sales individual and a financial planner with one support person.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
I'm looking at your site plan. Are you allowing for any parking at all?
Yes, it was already provided before we bought it. There's a small lot that'll handle about four cars, and on the east side of the building, there's also an area that will handle one.
Are you planning on blacktopping that at all?
It is.
Well, it's a gravel on the far side.
There is gravel on the parking area. There is a blacktop. It's a semicircle, but haven't given it any consideration. That doesn't mean we can't.
Are there any plans for a sign?
Yes, the industry requires that I have one.
And that would be located on the roadway or on the building?
There is a little pedestal right in front of the building next to the roadway. I would just use what's there.
Okay. And you say there'd be a total of two employees?
Mm-hmm. Myself and my assistant. Probably no more than three or four clients a day.
I have no further questions.
All right, so Mr. Johnson.
Any plans to add additional clients? I mean, additional
yes.
staff?
Clients,
yeah. Most hopefully none of mine.
Freudian slip.
Scope out my competition.
would you like to recuse yourself from this one?
I've known this gentleman for many years, and
I don't think it's necessary.
Other than my credibility, I can't think of a more credible financial advisor out there.
Well, that's very kind. Yeah, thank you, Mike.
I have no questions this gentleman.
Mr. Smith?
I think I understand the application.
Thank you. All right, sir. Mr.
Lake? No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
If you could, just for the record, sort of explain a little bit about what's around there on Johnson Road.
On the road
yeah.
itself? Catty-cornered on the west side of the building is the Lincoln store, maybe 40 yards across the street and west. Most of the rest of the area is residential. There are on the west side of the road, there's Johnson, a commercial lot. I'm not sure what they do, but rather large office area.
That's a Richard Johnson?
Richard Johnson.
Contractor.
Yeah.
So, Lawrence or Shane, are there other conditional uses or B1 zonings just sort of in that general area?
The one for Richard Johnson is actually, I believe, Zone B1. I don't have a copy of the site map in front of me, but there, and then you go behind that, there's several feed and grain company storage facility.
It's also the railroad company.
Post office is behind the general. You're talking about Lincoln General Store, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Post office is right behind that.
South side of the store.
There used to be a beauty shop.
Yes.
Is that this building or the one?
That's the building. The people I bought it from.
So maybe you should help if you gave a little history of the building that you're purchasing.
From what I can understand, it's been commercial ever since it was built. It was built in 1897, originally to be an ice cream parlor by the farmhouse, the Calhoun family, which was the building is still directly on the east side. I don't know what happened from that time till maybe the 50s or 60s, but in recent years, it was a surveyor's office. After that, it was a beauty shop. After that, it was vacant for 3 years. The person I bought it from said she lived in it for a couple, maybe a year, year and a half. I have no idea how she did. There's no kitchen space. There's no shower space. I mean, it's only 444 square feet. I mean, it's a small building. So with the exception of the owner living in there for a short period of time, to my knowledge, it's been commercial offices. Maybe just for edification for you folks. I also had had some people in from the historical registry, and on a preliminary basis, they were very excited about the way that I have restored the building. So I have a lot of interest in doing that and formally approaching them to get it under the historical registry, and try to retain the grounds. I've talked to some people. There's a few little things that need to be done, but I'd like to bring it back to where it was originally rather than do anything additionally to it and get it on the formally get it on the registry.
And just one last question. Your clients are residents of the area in Sussex County?
Yeah, Kent and Sussex.
Okay.
Not too many from Sussex.
Thanks. That's all the questions.
I won't go there.
All right, sir, we thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1892, Revocable Trust of Donald F. Lakeholm? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1892? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.